hall on the shores too. In this hall, we can see a picture of a stream surrounded by a forest. This fragment of the exhibition is especially attractive in winter, when the greenery of the forest's plant life in the terrarium reminds us of the beauty of summer. A touchscreen with information about the park's forests has been set up nearby. The forest surrounding Lake Vigry, when compared to other forests in Poland, is unique. It is a part of a greater primeval forest of Europe, the Augustów Forest, which is a part of a subboreal zone of mixed forests. The forests of this region differ depending on fertility and the amount of moisture in the soil, as well as the forestry management policy. The forest around Lake Vigry appeared 10,000 years ago and grew on the tundra from which the glacier receded a few thousand years before. The first species of trees which took over this area were birch, pine, larch, and aspen, as well as spruce. With time, other species appeared. Particular tree species grew in places suited to them. The most fertile soil was taken by oak and hornbeam forests. Wet places were taken over by alders and ashes, while pine numerously grew on sandy soil. Human involvement had enormous influence on current locations and composition of forests. As early as 300 years ago, when the Camedulus monks were in charge here, great stretches of forest were cut down and turned into fields. In the 19th century, large areas were cleared and replanted with pine. 100 years ago, the forest around Lake Vigry was changed by the German occupiers. They cut down significant amounts of valuable deciduous trees. Currently, pine forests are dominant in the Vigry National Park. The average age is 79 years old, although trees which are over 200 years old may also be encountered. Average volume of forest within the Vigry National Park is about 420 cubic meters per hectare. Forests constitute approximately 60% of the entire area of the Vigry National Park. 13 types of forests have been described here, of which the greatest area, about 46%, is occupied by new mixed forest. Large areas of the park are also occupied by new mixed deciduous forest and new forest. Among the prevailing species, the greatest share is taken by pines, which takes up nearly 80% of the entire area. Spruce also has a significant presence, and when it comes to deciduous species, the greatest area is occupied by alders and oak. The most valuable forests have survived in their natural form in places difficult to reach, on islands, steep inclines, or wetlands. These include, for example, swamp forests, riparian forests, and alder forests. To the left of the picture with the forest and the terrarium, there is an installation which reminds us about the existence of many wetlands around Lake Vigry. Come and see the soft peat bog. This is an imitation of a layer of swamp plants on a water surface which forms on the shores of a forest lake or a dystrophic lake. In typical dystrophic lakes, there are no plants which are rooted in the bottom. Only rarely we see water lilies or pond lilies. Starting on land, a floating layer of plant life, mainly consisting of peat mosses, creeps out onto the surface of a dystrophic lake. Dystrophic lakes are surrounded by a coniferous forest with characteristic shrubs on its edges, the bog bilberry and the evergreen marsh Labrador tea, with its special fragrance. The water is yellowish, a result of the constant stream of acidic byproducts from the rotting forest bedding. In the summer, the upper layers of the water become very warm, but at a depth of several meters, the temperature may only be 7 degrees Celsius. Light intensity and oxygen content also dramatically drop. This is why the organisms which make up the plankton gather near the surface, and larger invertebrates congregate on the edges of the floating layer of plants. There are few or no fish. Please look into the hollow of the tree, where you may be able to see some birds feeding their chicks. On the trunk above the hollow, there are models of different woodpeckers which occur in the park. Nearby, on the interactive board, fittingly called the Forest Concert, you can listen to the sounds of various animals. Slides of the park's various lakes are shown on a monitor opposite the tree. The large screen shows a film about rivers and the plants and animals which inhabit their banks.